Remember My Kitchen Rules earlier this year? Jake and Elle returned after being runners-up in 2014. They came back to the Rivals Comp, which they won and picked up a lazy 100K as well. Thank you very much indeed. And now Jake is with us this morning to talk about one of the issues with some of the pots and pans that we may use. Jake, good morning.
Good morning, Robbo. Good to be with you this morning.
And you too. And first of all, congratulations again on the win this year. That's terrific.
Thank you. Thank you so much. We definitely started 2020 off with a bang, and then I think it just went downhill from there.
Yeah, true. Hey, in layman's terms, I was interested in this, that a lot of the, I guess in particular, non-stick type stuff that we use may be using chemicals that ain't too good for us.
Exactly. And just as I am very, very, very passionate about my cooking, I'm extraordinarily passionate about the utensils and everything that I use, because I do believe that, you know, you're not, a lot of people aren't aware of all of these chemicals that can actually leach into your food, and it can get a bit technical, you know what I mean? So I just want to really, like, just speak it out just as I would understand it. Yeah. And just let people know, because I think there's a lot of people that are unaware of the harmful chemicals that do come with some non-stick cookware that is out there at the moment.
So how do people check to see whether what they're looking at, before we look at alternatives, you know, I guess not all of them have it, but how do people sort of check to know what they're looking for?
Yeah, totally, totally agree with you. And you're looking for PFAS-free. Now, PFAS has got quite a long name, and I'm not going to spell that one out for you, but it literally, you just want PFAS-free, which is those harmful chemicals that are man-made. You don't want those in your non-stick fry pan. So if it does contain PFAS, then that is just not something you want in your life, in your kitchen at all.
Yeah, and that's PFAS for Sam. P for Peter, F for Freddy, A-S. Yes. Yeah. So what are some of the alternatives then? Because it seems to me, and now I, you know, I'd be at the other end of the MasterChef, very, very basic. But you know, what are some of the alternatives then for people to use?
Well, you know, back in the day, I feel like that, like my grandmother used to use a lot of ceramic, because they just didn't have the technology or this this non-stick coating technology back then. So they used a ceramic alternative, and ceramic is a it is a naturally forming mineral within our planet, I should say. And so ceramic offers a beautiful non-stick alternative with zero chemicals, none of the nasties, and it's absolutely perfect. You get that beautiful slow-motion fried egg coming off your pan. You're not spending more time cleaning than you are cooking, because nobody wants to do that. So literally, ceramic is the way to go. And I'm a huge fan of Green Pan, which is a 100% ceramic-based pan with none of those PFAS, none of those particular items that are in all those non-stick pans. And it's great for the environment, and it's more natural than a non-stick coating.
Okay, and there's a hashtag, isn't there? Make the switch.
Make the switch. And, you know, the best thing about making the switch is that it's not going to cost you an arm and a leg. Because the thing that I get so frustrated with is that you buy these, you know, non-stick coating pans. They do cost you quite a lot of money. I don't know if you've recently been down to the kitchen store, but it's one of those things where it's like a family heirloom, because they just got to get passed down from generation to generation because they're so expensive. Yeah. But making the switch to Green Pan is actually quite affordable. And you don't really need to, you know, take out a bank loan to buy a frying pan.
I'm embarrassed to say that my kitchen store tends to be, I can't remember what the aisle number is at Woolies, but it's there somewhere. Anyway, but there you go.
Venture out of the Woolworths kitchen aisle there. Robert, you need to go find yourself a specialty store.
fair enough. Hey, Jake, before you leave us, so what are you guys doing now? Like, obviously, everything's sort of been thrown into turmoil during 2020, but we, you know, touch wood, appear to be coming towards the end of it at this stage. So yes. Give us an update on what's going on.
Well, Robbo, we are reopening our little shipping container restaurant over at Eat Street at Portside Hamilton. So if you are in the Brisbane area, in about 4 weeks' time, we will be back up and open the Friday, the Saturday and the Sundays every week right into 2021. So we're gearing up to reopen, reestablish, and getting out to serve some fine food, non-stick and chemical-free.
Well, it sounds like it'll be fantastic, but you better tell Anastasia to let us in.
Oh, that's right. Oh, I forgot you're across the border. Yes, I will be campaigning for a special permission slip for you and your town.
Fantastic. Hey, look, it's great to talk, Jake. And that is such an important thing because, you know, the food that we partake in is one thing, but obviously what we prepare it in and how we prepare it is, as you say, very, very important too, isn't it?
Yes, absolutely. It's the invisible killer, I say.
Yeah, I'll leave you with a thought to ponder, mate. It's worried me for many years now. They say nothing will stick to Teflon, but how do they get the Teflon to stick to the fry pan? That's what I want to know.
I'm going to use that one. I'm stealing that one, and I will quote you for it. That's amazing. I love it.
Thank you very much. Hey, Jake, fantastic to chat, and thanks very much for joining us.
Thank you, Robert. Have a great day.
Yep, you too. So Jake of Jake and Elle fame, of course, the My Kitchen Rules 2020 Rivals winners. Fantastic stuff.